We are learning Maseches Bava Basra, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, and we are starting a brand new parak, parak L'Yachbar, which actually is a continuation of the same inyanim of the first parak. We got sidetracked by all the Agarata, but the parak Hashotim is about something called Niskei Shcheinim. That when you have a neighbor, you have to take him into account. There's damages that can happen when you live next to someone. Now we're talking about Hezek Riyah more, that what you could see, you have to block what you could see. And now we continue with what you're allowed to build on your side, even though it's a chiddush, because you would say, I allowed to do what I want on my property. I don't have to worry about your property. This is my property. But the chiddush of these mishnayos are, and there are some cases where it's machlokes, is that I can't just do anything I want to my property if it's going to hurt someone else. And that will be the discussion of our parak. Zok the Mishnah. Lo'yach b'adam bar, somach l'bar shachaveiroi. A person wants to dig a ditch in his property, make a bar. He cannot do that near the bar of his chaveri, even though one's in his property, one's in the other guy's property. You can't do that because you're going to ruin his bar. V'loy shiach, v'loy ma'ara. These are different type of bars. A regular bar is round. A shiach is like rectangle. And a ma'ara is a type of bar that has a little bit of a roof. V'loy ames hamayim, and not a irrigation ditch. V'loy nevreches kaifsim. This is a ditch that they used to use for laundry. Rashi gives you the whole explanation how they did it. They had two ditches. One had in it tzoyas klovim, and there they soaked the begadim in there, and then they put it into another one where they meshafshvim boy. They scrubbed it in a different pit. These are the two pits, and obviously it was a little smelly, and it could make problems. So these things are not good to build. You can't build this bar next to the bar of Chaveira, because Rashi learns the reason is because when you dig, it's machleshes koisle ha'bar m'rapa yisam. It weakens the ground of the other person's bar, and therefore you have to be marchik. Elam chen hirchik mekoisle chaveira shloish tvachim. We'll see what it means, koisle chaveira. You have to move away your bar from his bar three tvachim. We'll see what that means in the Gemara on the base. V'sod besid, and this obviously, we'll see the Gemara also talks about this, but here, besides for being marchik, you also have to use lime to coat the ditch. Therefore, it will not, the liquid, the water, the lachluchlis, the nothing will go through it. The moisture will not go through the wall into the other person's field, property, and ruin his bar. Umarchikim es ha-gefes, that's halacha number one. Halacha number two. These things are all things that are moisiv hevel. We have it in Bemet Haimnim in Masechel Shabbos. Gefes is psoilus of zesim, is the junk that comes out of the olives. Vesazevel, that is fertilizer, we'll call it. Vesamelech is salt. Vesasid is lime. Vesaslam are certain rocks that fire comes from these rocks, certain type of rocks. And these things, they by moist of hevel, so you have to keep these away from a koisel shachaver. Here is a regular koisel. Rashi says a regular koisel levenim, a koisel made out of bricks. So you have to keep it away from the koisel shachaver. Shai shetvachim, oy sod besid or vis sod besid. A shayla in the Gemara regards oy sod besid. It's really not a shayla. Rashi learns is definitely oy sod besid. There's another option. The other option is to put lime on around this Gefes or Zevel, put lime on his wall, and therefore, and then that will also be an option if you want to be put these things close to your friend's wall. Another halacha, Marchikim es hazroim es hamachreisha. You have to keep away the zroim, that means planting, machreisha, plowing, ves meir aglayim and akoisel, and also meir aglayim, pasha means lahashtin. You can't be mashtin near the koisel of your friend. Shloish tvachim, have to go away three tvachim. When you have a mill that grinds, a grinding mill, you have to keep it also away three tefachim. Now, a grinding mill is made that the bottom stone is wide and the top stone is narrower. So, shloisha min ha-shechev has to be three tefachim away from the bottom stone. Shehein, arba min ha-rechev, which is four tefachim away from the top stone, because the top stone is one tefach shorter than the bottom stone. Same thing comes to the tanner. The tanner also, because of the hevel, you have to keep away. If it's a tanner, shloisha min ha-kalyo, three tefachim away from the bottom of the tanner, because the tanner is shaped like a cone shape, and the bottom is wider than the top. So, shloisha min ha-kalyo, shein arba min ha-safa, which is four from the top. So, that's the halacha of our mishnah that we have. You have to be marchik your things from your friend. And the truth is that there's really a machloikis in the mishnah later on, ala nizik l'harchiz atzmai, or ala mazik l'harchiz atzmai. Which means, there's a mishnah later on where someone has a bar in the next property and you want to plant a tree. So it says you have to plant the tree 25 amos away. Rabbi Yossi says, no, I could plant a tree right here if I want. Because I'm planting in my field, you're in your field, what do you want from me? I'm not responsible. You have a problem, you move away. And our Mishnah pastures will be like the Rabbanon, but we'll see, there might be chilukim in that. But our Mishnah clearly says, Ala mazik laharchas atzma. Talk to Gemara. That's our Mishnah, beautiful Mishnah. Now we see the Gemara on top of our base. It says in our Mishnah, Le'yachba adam bar samach bar shechavei, right? Elkin hirchik me koisel chavei three tvachim. What's koisel doing? What about my koisel? He said, I got to put my bar three tvachim away from your bar. Talk to Gemara on top of your Zayin on our base. Pasach b'bar v'sayin b'koisel. We start off saying that I have to move my bar away from your bar, three tvachim, and we end off b'koisel chavei. The sayim b'koisel, what's going on over here? Amar Abaya v'tem Rav Yehuda mekoisel boirish aninu. It's talking about the koisel of the bar, not the regular koisel. It means I have to keep my bar three tvach away from your bar, but not from the halal of your bar, not from the ear space of your bar, from the koisel of your bar. Now, what's called the koisel habar? So it's Mavuya and Rashi that the property between your, we'll call Reuven's the first guy, between Reuven's bar and his border of his field, that is called all koisel shabar. That's basically the wall of the bar. So that means he has a hole three tfachim away from his border, his property line. So those three tfachim are all called koisel bayra. That's the koisel of his bar. So me, when I'm Shimon, I make a bar, I gotta be marching three tfachim from his wall, which means from the property line. I have to mark it three tvachim from the property line.
And then there's only, let's say, half up from the property line.
So it's a vuyin this Gemara that he couldn't do that. He couldn't do it because he also has to mark it three tvachim. Because we'll see in the Gemara later on, it's like Rav and Abaya, really, that even the first guy, even Reuven puts a bar in, he has to also go three tvachim away from the property line because he's anticipating Shimon will make a bar also. Therefore, he has to go away three tvachim from the property line. And if you held, let's say like Abaya, we'll see in the Gemara later on, that you could make a bar if you're first next to your property line, the other guy would have to take the marchik six tvachim then. Have the marchik six tvachim. Because we'll see that the koisa of bar is three tvachim. Why? If what? If you're Abaya?
If you're first.
That's like this, but Rabbah holds not. Yeah, if you're Abaya, if you build first, then you could do next to your property line. But we're going to see that's a machlokes in around eight lines. We'll get there. Let's first get this Gemara klar. So Gemara's question was, Pasach bar v'sayim v'kaisel, Amar Abaya v'tei Rabbi Yehuda, mekaisel b'yirei sheninu. When it says three tvachim, and it says kaisel, it means the kaisel of the bar of your friend, of Reuven, not from the bar itself. Afraid the Gemara, why did it say, still, I don't understand, why is this Russian kaisel? But list the Yom Chayin Hirchik, my bar yishach haver gimot tvachim. Just say, be marachik from the bar of Chavir Gimot Tvachim. Are you going to ask me, if he said that, I would think it means the halal bar. I would think it means that. So Zog Rashi. We list the bar of Chavir, right? Rashi is the first narrow line. V'ano yedana, I'll know the mekoisel kamar. I know if it means koisel. The mechalal bar kamar. If it means the halal bar, ain't that koinis sech sheklum. He's not even making it in his own property. He says, I would know automatically that I would know, just by saying Baruch Chavera, I would know it means Mekoisel Baruch Chavera. Why? Because if it meant from his halal bar, so it's very possible I'll be making a bar on his property. Because if he made his bar 10 tvachim into his property, and I say I have to only go 3 tvachim into the halal bar, so then it wouldn't make any sense. That would mean that I can make a bar on his property? So that would be very, very non-conclusive. So therefore, we know it means 3 tvachim Mekoisel Chavera. Because it means from the property line, three tvachim from the property line. And now, why does it say three tvachim from the property line? Maybe I could go away one tefach from the property line. The answer is because he has a right to make a bar up to three tvachim away from his property line. And a koisel bar is at least three tvachim. The bottom line is a koisel bar is three tvachim. That's more answers. That's why it's a koisel bar shachaveira. Hakamas law and the koisel bar shloisha tvachim. And what's the nafkamina? Lameka chamemkar. The nafkamina is, if you're purchasing a bar, Gatanya, I'm selling you a bar in the kaisel, the kaisel has to be three tvachim thick. Which means like this, like Rashi explains, why am I so sure that three tvachim, after three tvachim on the property line, Maybe you have to do more than that, because the Gemara knows they need six tefachim between two bars. Each bar needs three tefachim thick of kaisel. So how do I know three tefachim from the kaisel chaveres would be enough, which means three tefachim on the property line? Because he also has to do three tefachim. And since he also has to do three tefachim, if I do three tefachim on the property line, I'm guaranteed it will be six tefachim away. Now, I could do more away, that's true. But this is the minimum you have to do three tefachim away, because he has the right to also do the minimum, which is three tefachim away from his property line. And the minimum amount you have to separate two bars is six tefachim. And as we learn the Gemara, we might get a little more clear on this idea. Itma. A guy wants to, he's number one, he's the first guy, he moves to a property, he looks over to the next guy's property, the guy's property is empty. Okay? So he wants to make a bar in his property. So he wants to make it next to the meitzah. He says, what's wrong? I'm not bothering anyone. I want to make it next to my border. So Abaye Omer Soimech. Abaye says, you could do that. Rava Omer Ine Soimech. Rava says, no, you cannot do that. So the Gemara is going to explain the machlokes. Besada, the Gemara have two lashonos actually in this. The Gemara says the first lashon. Besada asui lebayris. If it's a sada, your neighbor Sada Shimon, is something asui lebayris. What's a sada asui lebayris mean? It means that Beis HaShlacham. Beis HaShlacham is a property that needs irrigation ditches. So I know he's going to make a bar. So then, everyone agrees to feed the first Lashem. Divrei HaKarl Ein HaSoymech. Because Lamai said he's going to make a bar. So I can't just put it next to the Meitzar. Now I'm going to cause him to go more Tvachim inside. Ki Pligi B'Sada She'en HaSvi LeBarus. The whole Machlokes is, B'Sada She'en HaSvi LeBarus. There is no plan, there's no potential that he's going to make a bar. Abaye says, so I could do it b'samech. What's the problem? It's not a Beis HaShlachim. Why can't I put it next to my Meitzah? Da'ina asu l'baris. Rava ina samech. Ta'om alei, kehechi da'at imlech v'chafarta. Just like you decided you're going to make a bar, even though it's not a regular place that's asu l'baris. Me also, anonami v'chal v'chal, may I also do it. Therefore, you have to go away three tefachim. So through the first lashon, Rava holds, you're never allowed to make a bar next to your border. Never. There's never a case you can make it. Because when it's a suila baris, the kuli amin alatu. When it ain't a suila baris, Rav holds, no, you may even change your mind. You always got to make a bar three tefachim away from the meitzah. That is according to Rav. Abaye says, no, depends. A suila baris not.
What happens if the guy owns a field next door? He still has to mech it. Does he eat into the barn?
No. We'll see about the keach soon. I don't know about a guy, but I don't know what the halacha is a guy. It's a good question. There's been a hezek shchenim by a guy. It could be there is. It could be there is. I don't know then by a guy. I didn't see anything in the Gemara about that. But we will see about a lekeach, about a story of a lekeach. We'll see that later on in the Gemara. Ikadamri, another lashon is. Ikadamri. Besada. The next lashon is a little different. Besada she'ina suyla by rice. If it's a sada, that's not a suyla by rice. Divrakoil. This is more cool than that. Then he and Rav will agree. If it's not, there's no potential of any reason for him to make a bar, then divakar samech. Ki pligi besada asula baris. The whole thing is besada asula baris. But there's no bar there right now. Abaya amar samech. He holds samech. So Abaya doesn't hold, you always can be samech if there's no bar there. Say if it's asula baris, say if it's asula baris. Now, the here tomorrow brings in the machikis rabbana rabbi yasi now. Abaya amar samech. Afilu rabbana dama machikim and si ilam and abar. Even according to rabbana holds that the mazik has to always be marchik. So, machikin as a ilam and abar, esim chomesh ama, hosom who there is in the kanata is the bar. There it's worse because there's a bar here already, and I'm planting a tree, even though the roots will take a while to get there, but here's a bar there. So I can't plant a tree with 25 amas. Have a halcha, here it's even if you're going to the rabbana, you're allowed to do it. But in the kachafa, less the bar is no bar. The rabba, amar, ain't a samech. Rabba says, no, it cannot be samech. So rabba is saying it can't be samech if it's something that usually makes a bar. And even Rabbi Yosi holds that by a tree, I'm allowed to do it in my field, no problem. I could build a bar, you could build a tree, but plant a tree. Dear Rabbi Yosi holds, since when I'm planting my tree, nothing's happening. I'm talking about 10 years down the road. I don't have to worry about that. Avahalcha, here it's worse. Because here it's called giri delay. Here it's the direct damage. Halcha amalei called mara umara de komachias. Every shovel in the ground, kamachis that you're banking, is weakening the ground, and therefore it's called giri delay. So we have here technically, really, two different machlokes. We have over here that Abaya is saying that you're allowed to be soimich, and even you're allowed to be soimich, even if you're the rabbanon, you're allowed to be soimich. Why? Because right now, there's no bar there. And Mashenkin, Rav holds that even for Rav Yossi, there's a din here that you can't do it. Because here it's called Gir Dleh, because I'm directly damaging your property by digging in the ground. Now, if you either Lashon, Abai holds, you could be Soymech. The first Lashon is Dafka in a case where it's Eina Asuyil Bairis. But if he's a second Lashon, he could be Soymech no matter what. Now, Tait speaks out, there was Abai Yom Soymech. Oymeri, Lashtel Shoynos, La Abai Yom Soymech, and Ba Echad, Ba Acher, means the second guy, if Shimon's coming Lach Babar, La Acher Makan, Sharuk Lahar, and calls his Dachim. He has to go 6 Dachim away. Even though like, it's not fear, it doesn't sound so fear, but that's the way it is. And since the first guy did a Bereshus, and he put it next to the Meitzar, we said you need 6 Tfachim between buyers. So the next guy he builds, he doesn't have to build 6 Tfachim into his property. So, it doesn't sound so fair, but that's the way it is. Because he's the Meitzar now, the Mazit. Right, he's not. But he's, but yeah, he technically is, but he's not. Right, but he's not. Right, but he's not the Meitzar, because he's allowed to do it. Right, you're right. I'm saying it's like a groma, but he's allowed to do it. He's actually allowed to do it, because that's the halacha al nizik lahar chizatzma.
Huh?
Weird. No, it's not his. It's not belong to him. Yeah, Shimon can plant if the plant ruins the bar. He can. Right. No, he can't use machresha. No, he cannot use machresha. He can't use it. This is the way it is. It's called mazik someone. He can't mazik someone. And he had a rishus to do that. Finish. If you rava, no. If you rava, you don't rishus. So the gemara. Then now the gemara is a go with a whole almost kamata blat gemara. Handling the chagas Rav and Abai. Just remember that Abai holds you're allowed to be soymech. Rav Nami soymech. There's little technicalities, but Lamaise, that's the machlokes over here. Rav says ain't a soymech and Abai says soymech. Tanat says the Mishnah. L'yach ba'odam bar soymech lebar shachaveray. You're not allowed to build a bar, dig a bar. Rather, is the correct way of saying it. You're not allowed to dig a bar soymech lebar shachaveray next to the bar of chaveray. The Mishnah says pretty clearly that the isser is dafk if you have a bar. Time or dig a bar. Our mission is asked very clearly, there is no bar, I can do it. What's the pshat? So bishlam lahach lishno, for the first lashon, the omar v'sado she'en asula bairis divar kol soymech. Bishlam, it's me the second lashon, bishlam for the second lashon, that says, by ein asula bairis divar kol soymech, for the second lashon, so my thesis is talking about v'sado she'en asula bairis, don't worry, it wasn't asula bairis, therefore it's only if he has a bar, can I do it. They're arguing even by Nesula Bairis. That means Rav holds you're never allowed to do this. So Bishlam Abaya Nicha. Abaya holds you could. By Nesula Bairis, I could do it. And that's our Mishnah. And Rav holds you're never allowed to be Soymich. So what's our Mishnah's Mashmah? Only when a guy's bar is there, I can't do it. But if not, I could do it. El Rav Kasha, Tekasha Rav, Omloch Rav, Ha Itma Allah, Oma Abaya, Vitam Rav Yehuda, Mekaisel Bairis Shaninu. He says, what do you mean, Fakaret? The Mishnah is a riot to me. Why? Because it says that you have to put 3 tefachim away from the Kaisel Bayra, from the Kaisel. L'chari, you need 6 tefachim. Teretz is, it's enough 3 tefachim on the property line. Why? Because he did 3 tefachim. Why did he do 3 tefachim? Because he was the first. But the first doesn't have to do it. No, the first has to do it. That's the 3 tefachim away. So it's a riot. Rav says, forget it. It's a riot to me. It's good. That's what he answers. As Rav says, what do you mean? We learned that it's Kaisel Bayra Shaninu. And the next Gemara talks, Ikadamri starts that way, as a kash on Abaya. Ikadamri, so you have to put in the words over here of the Mishnah. Ikadamri, the kash like this. Tanan says now Mishnah, Lo yachba odom bar somach lebar shachavei, right? You're not allowed to make a bar next to the bar shachavei, right? Ve itmar lo, oma Abaya, ve tem ravi udam, ve kaisel bar shaninu. When it says I can't go next to this bar, it means chalal bar, means ve kaisel bar. Now, kaisel bar means what? That there was already 3 tvachim there. That's the size of a Kaisel bar. So Bishlam lahach lishna. So it's clear that that guy, number one, Reuven himself, was marchik. So Bishlam lahach lishna, the amrit, besada ha-suyu le-bayres, divra ha-koyel in-e-soymech. Bishlam, if you're the first lost in the hole, that if it's a suyu le-bayres, divra ha-koyel in-e-soymech. So mastisim besada ha-suyu le-bayres, and it could be even fi abaya. But el lahach lishna, if you're the second lost in, abaya holds, you never have a problem being soymech. Damrit besada suyla baris pligian. Even so, Abaya holds I can be soymech. So bishlam a rabba nicha. It's good. Why the first guy akarchok was marchi 3 tvachim? Ella Abaya fi Abaya kasha tshver fi Abaya tshver amalach Abaya. So Abaya doesn't have to answer. Mastis shavolach vavasachas. Our mishnah which says that I can't build a bar, dig a bar next to your bar unless I'm marchik from the kaisel chaver 3 tvachim, which mashma he's also being marchik. Has to be, they both came at the same time. both came at the same time, then even Abai agrees, they both have the Marcha 3. I'm not taking 6. You're going to take 3 also. Then Marcha 3. Huh? No, so, but it's talking about it's really always the second bar that's the problem. But it's saying the second bar has to be a Kaisel bar Chaveroi, and they came at the same time. Therefore, they both have to take 3 Tvachim. They both have to take 3 Tvachim. So that's what comes out, and that's the Gemara's answer to Abaya. So both Rav and Abaya, we could figure out the Mishnah, it's good. Rav even holds maybe it's a riot himself. So let's more about it. Toshima. The first Rai was in the Mishnah. This Rai is from a Tesefta. Toshima. Sela Hababi Adayim. We have here a property which is made out of Sela, which is ground, which is melts in your hand, basically. Sela Hababi Adayim. It's such loose land, ground. Karkarach Hamaskach Shmeil Rash says. It dissolves in your hand. So it's very loose sand. It burrows, these properties are very dangerous because they all collapse. So zechoy for bar mekan, vezechoy for bar mekan. They both can make a bar from this each side. Zer marchesos tvachim v'sod besid. There's an extra thing here. You have to sod besid also. You make 3 tvachim away and you sod besid. Zer marchesos tvachim v'sod besid. Each one goes away 3 tvachim. So what do you see? You see over here that even the rishon has to be marchik. It says each guy zechay bar mekan, zechay bar mekan. Each guy has to be marchik 3 tvachim. So you see, even the rishon is marchik 3 tvachim. So it's a kasha on Abaya, because we're over here that here each guy could do it. So there's a shalom. The girsas over here because you could have answered they came together. But our girsas is the more doesn't answer that. The more answer is that here. Even about, it could have said they came together, which Tosis has in the Girsa Akaponim. If you look at Tosis, the first wide line of Tosis, Hachinamis, Balach, Vashtem, Vazachas, but let's learn with our Girsa just easier. Just make it more simple. So the more answer is Babi Adayim Shiny. You know why here Abai agrees? Because here is Babi Adayim. Here it's very loose ground, and therefore has different dinim, and therefore he says that you have to be Marche, because it's very loose ground. But the Karla, my Karla, So what's the chiddush? Obviously, the brisa came with a heter, with an answer to the kasha. Babi Adayim. My answer is Babi Adayim Srichalei. It's like this, that Be'etzem Huadin, even not Babi Adayim, you could have thought, and that was the kasha on Abaya, that really without Babi Adayim you have to do it. And maybe the chiddush of Babi Adayim is that this is enough. Babi Adayim Srichalei, I don't mean like giving the Babi Adayim and Babi Rav Chetvei, you need more. Kamas V'la, no. You don't need more. Kamas V'la, you don't need more than this. So that's why in the Havim it was a kasha. You always have to be marchik. I, Babi Adayim, that was a chiddush that it's enough. So it's a kasha and Abaye. Everyone, no. Abaye saying, no, the whole thing is not Babi Adayim. That's the reason why you do a Adayim. That's Rashi's Girsa. Tosis has a Girsa that the Gemara answers that it was Vas Achas. And the Gemara's kash is, so what's the chiddush then? The chiddush was that Babi Adayim is enough. It's a whole different Gemara. That deer, that's the Torah. Let's see one more Toshima. One more Toshima, we'll see. Toshima, Marchikim es ha-gefes, ves ha-zevel, ves ha-melech, ves ha-sid, ves ha-sloam, me koysel shal chaver gimel tvachim. This is talking about actually the koysel. That the loch is that you have to move away. Gefes, zevel, these are all things that are moisef hevel, they add heat. Gefes is psal zesim. Zevel is fertilizer, melach is salt, sid is lime, slum is rocks, mekoshach haveri gimot tochim, or you saw besid. Or you saw besid. We said the shiloh of saw besid, his kaisel, or I put sid around my hot stuff. So time with the kaisel. The only reason why I'll do it is because kaisel, like kaisel, simach. If there's no kaisel, I can put it right next to the border. So I like a kaisel, simach. So it's a kasha on Rava. I can ask me, what's the kasha on Rava? Bishlam, if I put a bar here, so there, I weaken the ground forever now, the guy can't make a bar. But here I put the gefes here, right? There's no wall there. When I see the guy bringing in his trucks to bring in a wall, I move my gefes. What's the big deal? Zayfrek Taisis, on bottom of the Zayin Beis. He says, V'kosho l'rova, v'tema, my kosho, hocha vade mutam, bottom of Oman Beis is Taisis, you Zayin Beis. Vade mutam l'sma, sh'ein kosho, sh'ein hazakom, what's the problem? So Taisis two terutzim. One tarot says that it's also makalka the karka when it sits there. It's makalka the karka, and when you put the wall there, eventually it's going to be weaker. The other shot is he's not going to take it. He's going to be a tarot taking it away. You build the wall, and you say take away stuff. I'll take it away soon. Yeah, so we land up there. That's the problem. That's what he says. Yeah. Okay. Right. So tomorrow, this is more as a kasha rava, and for the Gemara law, Gemara answers no. Ki leka koisel nami le samach. Because no koisel also can't be samach. But ela mai kamash lon. So what's the chiddush then? If there's no koisel also, why do I say koisel? Ha kamash lon, the halakha koisel le koisel. It just says koisel to tell us that these things are not good for a koisel. That's why we said koisel chaver. Because the problem of gefen is you can't ever put it there because you might put up a wall. We didn't know that. We want to know what the problem is. The problem is because it's not good for a wall. And that's why it says koisel. Not because you need a koisel to make the iser. Because we want to teach us this is no good for the koisel.